What if you could drive the future today? What if you could check on your car from your phone and switch on the air conditioning remotely? What if you could drive with zero emissions and never have to stop for fuel again, ever? What if you could top your car up in your lunch break? What if your everyday car was an electric car? And what if, one day, you could power your house? The Nissan Leaf. Innovation that excites. 97% of our customers would recommend energy-saving expert Zenith to their family and friends. Call 0800 987 0000 to see how much you could save. Does it have to cost a fortune every time you want fresh fish? I just want a decent choice from a sustainable source, with none of it frozen and thawed out later. Then I want a proper fishmonger to fillet it in front of me at a good price. Is that so unreasonable? Morrison's. Great fish at the right price. Places are made and measured by the people that live there. The locals. The real deal, honest-to-goodness sorts that live, work, play, and have true pride in the place. They're the welcome wagon, the storytellers, and they'll tell you a thing or two about the history and the hidden gems. You see, people are what make places memorable, and the people from here make this place extraordinary. Discover the people, discover the place, discover Northern Ireland. This is the story of Belfast and its harbour, and how a swampy, shallow estuary became the umbilical cord that links Belfast and the north of Ireland to the rest of the world. Creating an international trading port out of such inauspicious beginnings would take stubbornness, vision, sweat and greed. Today, Belfast is Northern Ireland's busiest port, but its beginnings were very humble. How did a riverbank settlement travel so far in such a comparatively short time? Inside City Hall is the first clue. 400 years ago, Sir Arthur Chichester was granted the settlement of Belfast on the land where the Laggan meets the River Fawcett. Peter Ratcliffe was a veteran of Coastal Command's 518 Squadron. Peter and his comrades were storm chasers, often flying in horrendous conditions. They helped to correctly predict the weather for crucial operations like D-Day. Battling for hours against Atlantic winds, many never made it back to their base on Tyree. The invasion needed to be at dawn, with a low tide and faint moon, to surprise the Germans. That meant only a few days in June were suitable. Missing that window would have spelt disaster, but the weather had to be right, and the forecast was awful.